In 2018, Arizona voters rejected attempts to expand the state's empowerment scholarship accounts, also known as vouchers. But Republican lawmakers continue to be fans of ESAs, and this legislative session is seeing strong efforts to increase them again. Julia Shumway of the Arizona Capital Times is with me for a few minutes to parse through the current legislation and the bigger picture. Julia, good morning. So it feels like every year we talk about one bill or another to expand ESAs, these vouchers. How would this year's bill expand those, and how dramatic an expansion could we see compared to past efforts?
So this year's bill would expand vouchers to children who are from low-income families, but also to classmates of children from low-income families. So as it's written, if you qualify for something like food stamps for your reduced lunch, you can get a voucher. But if you go to a school, if you don't personally qualify for those programs and you go to a school where 40% of children do, you could also qualify. This could end up adding, as far as legislative budget analysts can tell, about 600,000 more students to the eligibility rolls, bringing that up to about 836,000 students in total.
Wow, that's an enormous leap. Is this something, is that sort of method been tried before? Is this sort of unique? It certainly sounds like it based on what you described.
Yeah, so this is new. What we saw a couple years ago is a more universal voucher expansion, and obviously voters rejected that by huge margins at the ballot box. This is described as being targeted at low-income students. We may see changes in the House that might make it a little more narrowly targeted to low-income students. Right now, about 200,000 of those kids they'd be adding don't actually qualify for these programs themselves. They just go to a school with students who do, or who would if this bill passed.
Julia, what's the estimated cost of this?
We don't have those numbers quite yet. So a lot of that depends on how many students actually take the program. So it depends on, obviously, even if you have 800,000 total students eligible for ESAs, that doesn't mean that most of them will take it. You're probably looking at like just a few thousand who will try to receive these vouchers.
I'm asking you to read lawmakers' minds, but so many questions are filtered through the pandemic. Has perception of this in any way changed because of the pandemic? Have some lawmakers thought, because we've seen so many situations with schools changing, whether it's a hybrid learning model or these other things, is there any feeling among lawmakers that people's appetites may have changed for this kind of thing?
I think you definitely see that as an argument. We haven't seen any actual changes in who would be supporting or opposing this bill. But we've heard a lot about COVID in the debate over it and this argument that, well, a lot of parents who may have students in public school that may have been closed or have had their campuses closed for months and months and months with the pandemic, maybe they would prefer to go to a private school that is open. And that's one of the arguments that Republicans have brought up for this bill.
As you mentioned, a couple of years ago, we saw Arizona voters soundly reject an expansion. And we saw a grassroots effort by Save Our Schools, et cetera. If it passes in the legislature, what's the likelihood we're going to see a sort of a grassroots effort again or even another sort of referendum?
I think that's very high. So already Save Our Schools has pledged that if this passes, they will again try to mobilize that grassroots effort, try to refer this to the ballot again. It's more likely that we would initially see legal challenges and then move on to the collecting of petition signatures and trying to actually refer it to the ballot if those legal challenges are unsuccessful.
Just how nasty does this feel right now? Is there a feeling that, okay, we are a little bit frustrated that voters rejected this a couple of years ago? I'm talking about opponents of this possible expansion. Is there a feeling of here we go again to some extent, deja vu?
Absolutely. So you heard that a lot from Democrats yesterday and a couple weeks ago when this bill was in committee. One, Senator Martine Quezada said that this is why voters don't trust lawmakers, that voters are telling lawmakers over and over again what they want, that they passed not just Proposition 305 rejecting vouchers a couple years ago, but a couple large education funding measures, including last year's Proposition 208. And the senators like Senator Quezada take that as a sign that voters want more funding for public education and not anything like vouchers that would go to private schools.
And Julia, finally, briefly, we certainly know how the governor has felt about school choice. Is there any reason to think that in a legislature that is tightly controlled but also very party line on certain things, is there reason to believe this wouldn't get through and the governor might not sign it if it does?
I think it'll be interesting to see in the House, because there are, of course, all Democrats are opposed to this, so you only need to lose one Republican. And there are a couple Republicans in the House who are teachers or former teachers in public schools who are not as excited about the idea of vouchers as some of their Republican colleagues. And if one or two of them split off, this bill is dead.
Julia Shumway of the Arizona Capital Times, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.